a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit podcast, brought to you by Lewis and Grace. Grace was not ready for me to intro at all. She just looked at me like, what the hell?
I hadn't realized we started recording.
We have started.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back. We are currently still reeling off a huge day yesterday.
Such a big day.
Which we are going to recap entirely for everyone. That's what this episode is about. Obviously, if you've read the title, you know what we're talking about. And that is, for those of you that are blind, Grace's bikini competition through the ICN that she did yesterday over at the Next Centre in Newcastle.
Yeah, it was
the North Coast Regional Champs.
North Coast Regional titles?
Titles, whatever they call it. But it's a North Coast Regional something.
So in Newcastle, the ICM bodybuilding show was yesterday. And just like that, it's all over.
It's all over. We're going to recap everything that happened.
What the fuck, bro?
It does feel a bit weird. Hey, I've it's weird. It's one of those things that it's 6 months, right? 6 months went into this for everyone that doesn't realize. 6 months for one day. And then it's now just the next day. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Like it's
just, it's so weird when you dedicate your whole life to something. Like that's what you have to do with this sport.
Yeah.
So every aspect of your life is catered around training and eating and posing and steps and water and everything.
It's just your whole life.
Your whole life changes.
Then now it's just like, all right, go back to normal. It's like, what? Like, how? So I'll let Grace take the floor. Do you want to recap the results of it first and just sort of go over that? Or do you want to recap just sort of what the process of the day?
No, so I'm sure everyone wants to know what the results were.
I'll let Grace talk a bit about that. I'm just going to finish my lunch.
Yeah, you're fine. So I entered in 5 classes yesterday, the Miss Bikini First Timers, Miss Bikini Rookie, Miss Bikini Novice, Miss Bikini Under 23, and then the Miss Bikini Open / Overall. My very, very first time competing and stepping on stage, and I'm really proud of how I went. So in my – Lewis might have to fact check me on this because it all happened in such a rush, my first 4 classes. I honestly couldn't tell you what order we – like what order each class was. But anyway –
we'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure that the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.com to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10. That's TALKINFIT10 at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast. I ended up getting 3/4, a 5th, and then a 3rd. So I got 4th in first timers, 4th in rookie, 5th in novice, 4th in under 23, and then 3rd in the open / overall. And yeah, it's honestly such a good result. I'm so proud considering it was my first comp. I'm not going to.
Don't pussyfoot around
I'm
here.
I'm not going to.
You were robbed. Robbery. We're the Talkin' Fit podcast. We're
Stop.
We're not just some every other just copy and paste thing. Oh, I'm so proud of the effort that I put in.
No, stop.
Robbed.
If I'm being completely transparent with you guys, which is what we do, yes, I'm disappointed. Obviously, I'm disappointed with my results. I was going in there hoping to
talk about your disappointment.
I was going in there hoping to be in the top 3 at least. I had high hopes. You know, you have to in these events, you have to go in there with a mindset that you are going to win it, right? So that's what I did.
Not here to take part, here to take over.
But, you know, I was at least sort of expecting top 3, but I wasn't what the judges were looking for. Mm.
that day. Nonetheless, though, it's still an amazing achievement and I had so much fun. Yeah. I loved being on stage. I was so nervous, but I really, really liked the atmosphere and I had so much fun up there. Once you get the first class over with, you're sort of like, okay, it's fine. Like, we can do it again. Yeah. But, yeah, so we went on. My first class was probably around 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – we went on, did our rounds, came off, went back on again, mm-hmm. came off, went back on. Like, we probably had 5-10 minutes in between – my first four rounds. So we were on, off, on, off. I didn't have time
literally to carb up
or do anything, which I needed to.
Yeah.
Like I had Ellie run backstage between one of my classes and she goes, you need to scoff a rice cake. Like you just have to, you need to. And it's such a struggle because backstage is a bit, it gets a bit hectic because
I was running back there and like after each of Grace's classes and then before I knew it, there was a woman barking at him to go line up again. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, they've been out here for 30 seconds. I get they've got a schedule to run by and they've got like heaps and heaps of competitors to get through. But like you said, like if you needed to carb up more and stuff, you got no time.
I didn't. So
you got no time.
I've absolutely scoffed this rice cake. My mouth's dry and I'm running off not much water. And it was still amazing, but I cannot emphasize how much fun the day was, despite, you know, the results not being exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
I still can't complain because I placed top five in all of my events, which was awesome.
Exactly, you placed.
And top three in the opens. So
yes, exactly.
I am very grateful and gracious.
Yes.
So they're the results.
Gracious.
Gracious. But I had a lot of fun up there with all the girls. They're all so lovely.
Yeah.
And everyone that came and supported me, it was just so good.
Yeah.
Vibes were, it was immaculate vibes.
Immaculate vibes.
I'm a vibes gal and the vibes were vibing.
Yeah. Just to like touch on the results of the show. Obviously, full credit goes to everyone.
Oh, 100%.
Congratulations to Jess,
yes.
who took out the bikini overall and everything. Full deserving. We're definitely, definitely not
Shout
taking
out.
Away from that
so
at
sorry.
All.
I'm in such a fluster. I forget to say things. So, yes, 100% congratulations to Jess, the overall bikini champion.
Fellow teammate. So
she slayed it. Yeah, fellow psyched athlete. So she's going to head on to Nationals.
Four weeks.
And shout out to everyone else.
Shout out to Kobe.
Hold on. Shout out to everyone else.
Never mind.
That I was on stage with as well. All the other girls are all lovely. Shout out Chloe. If you listen, you were such a fun little ball of energy and you were just such good vibes and I'm so proud of you. But yeah, shout out to everyone who placed, everyone who stood on stage. It was awesome work. And then, yeah, shout out to Kobe who's also under psyched coaching. She took out the fitness overall. Shout out to Molly. She took out second in wellness opens. Henry, who took out a bunch of placings throughout the day.
Yeah.
And, of course, shout out to Ryan.
King Ryan! Woo!
Mr. Classic Physique overall champion.
Highlight of the day, that was.
That was great. Everyone honestly had such a successful day. Like, it was a day full of just so much success.
Yeah.
Everyone placed.
Yeah.
And everyone looked amazing.
Yeah.
It was such a good team to be around.
Yeah. 100%.
So, yeah, big shout out to them. And is there anything you want to say before I give a shout out to?
Oh, yeah, no, shout out to everyone that was there. Everyone, it was very fucking inspiring, to be honest with you. I'm sitting there and
you'd be itching.
Some people were asking me, oh, when are you like, and I'm like there. At first I'm watching some of them and I'm like, fuck, I've got a lot of work to do if I'm going to be up here and be competitive with it. But no, it's just seeing them up there, I'm sitting there thinking, fuck, I'd love to be up there. I'd love to do it. Like, just give it a go one day. And who knows? Who knows when it would happen? It will, if it does happen, you know, I'm not going to say anything's in concrete. So, yeah, no, but it was very inspiring. Everyone inspired the fuck out of me, especially Ryan. Ryan was inspiring. That man's journey, oh, my God. I don't know if he listens, but genuinely such a shout out to him. We just 100%. ran past him at the uni.
Yeah.
It's the next fucking day, right? And he's taken out everything, and he's here going to uni, going to his fucking lab.
He's just he's a humble man.
I was like, what are you doing? Go stay home. Like, who gives a twat about uni?
If anybody at the uni heard, I caused a scene when I saw him. I was like, it's the overall physique champion. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's like
nah, but amazing. Such an amazing day. That's right. It's just inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, seeing everyone backstage and on stage and being on stage, it drives you.
Yeah.
Like, I will probably step on stage again just reflecting on the past, reflecting on it even just today makes you want to step on stage again.
Fuck it, we might have to get King Ryan on for an episode,
oh
you know.
Oh my God,
we might get some of them on it in general because everyone's great, so I like it.
Everyone's amazing. Mm. But obviously I also want to give a huge shout out before we move on to my coach, Ty Faulkner at Psyched Coaching, and Ellie, his beautiful wife, my posing coach. You guys, I don't think you listen, but you guys, they were amazing. Ty really was the coach that I needed throughout this prep. You know, he told me what to do and I did it. And I followed through the best I could. And, you know, I executed his plan as is, and he set it out for me and we did it.
Yeah.
They are just so supportive, and they've created such an amazing community. And having a coach was such a great experience, invaluable experience. I'd recommend it to anyone.
Yeah.
Coaches should have coaches, or they should have experience being coached. And Ty was a great coach to work under.
100%.
He knows what he's doing, and he had a hugely successful day yesterday with all of his athletes. He absolutely cleaned up. And Ellie, she was my amazing posing coach. She put up with all of my nerves and everything. She made it all work, and they were so reassuring.
Yeah, they were very good.
They were just awesome. Great to have backstage. To calm the nerves and make you feel good. They were just great. I'm very grateful to have done my first prep with them. And so hopefully next time when I prep again, Ty knows my body and we can do exactly what we need to take it out.
Yeah.
But just a massive shout out to them for putting up with me and delivering.
100%. Because
they did awesome.
They did well to put up with you. So
they truly did. I threw some things at them this prep.
Yeah, definitely.
But they adapted and overcame, and we made it on stage, which is such an achievement. Yeah. So
I guess run through everyone, like, the whole day, I guess, from we'll recap the day. Or even, I guess, recap how was before we even recap the day. What was peak week like for you, Grace? What was the glorious, or not glorious, infamous peak week? How did it look for you, Grace?
Peak week was, contrary to what a lot of people say, was one of the hardest weeks of prep. I've heard people say peak week's fine. Like, you just cruise through it. You've done the work. Enjoy it. It was tough.
Yeah. The time was dragging.
The longest week of my life. I've never lived a longer week ever.
Yeah.
Every day felt like it was 2 days worth of time.
100%.
But it was great. We backed off on training. On the Thursday, got to carb up, which was just magical.
Yeah.
We were watching all of our water intake, cardio decreased. It was really good. I was just fucking so hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so food driven, so it just made my days so long. And
Grace,
poor Lewis.
She was very, very snappy.
Lewis.
The last couple of days of the
week.
He's
an absolute angel. He put up with me so well, because I did find that, yes, I was increasingly grouchy.
God, lucky you stopped work on Monday, because, fuck, his Grace had one shift on Monday and was, like, livid after it and was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, if you had another shift in that week.
Yeah. The poor kids.
Yeah, the poor children.
Yeah, so, but Lewis put up with my little moods. But, mm-hmm. you know, today I'm feeling a lot better already.
Yeah. She's got food in you now.
I've just got a big weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got food in me. Oh, I did say that I was going to upload as much of the day as I could on my story. Same. But it was
too hectic.
It was literally just a matter of I couldn't upload anything between classes because I had no time.
Yeah. And I guess now we'll recap the day itself. Mm-hmm. We woke up on the Sunday.
We got out of it.
Grace was in a pretty good mood from Saturday onwards because it was like, and even I was just like, oh my God, it's tomorrow. Oh my God, it's tomorrow. Yeah. And then it was just gone like that. Literally, we got up in the morning. She had fucking the weirdest breakfast I've ever seen. Steak, rice, honey, and almond butter.
Don't knock it till you try it.
She reckons it's amazing.
Lewis.
Pardon me.
Ew.
But
it was so good.
But just a bit odd. But obviously, she's eating for a purpose.
So the Saturday afternoon,
she got a tan.
Went in, got base coat tan on, had this huge suit on that I had to sleep in. Woke up Saturday, had my breakfast, did my check-ins. Yep. Went back to bed, laid in bed, watched Shameless.
Relaxed. Yeah, relaxed.
Love Shameless.
I couldn't relax. We didn't sleep the best on that night too, because
it was so hard to fall asleep.
I was sitting there like, it was starting to get, I was getting excited, but I was also starting to get nervous.
Mm.
And oh my God, was I, and I think you were too.
I can tell you were nervous.
I was so nervous. So we got there in the morning. Grace chuffed off to get a hair and makeup and a tan and stuff done. And so she was AFK for a bit across the road, getting all pampered up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was left in the morning to watch all the morning shows for the first half of the day. And it was great. And I was sitting there. I was enjoying it. I was sat with a guy, Gary, from the gym. Shout out. I think you might listen. Shout out, Gary.
Legend.
Very supportive. So the legend. And I was just sat there with Gary for a bit and we're watching the shows. And, yeah, it was just cool, like seeing even the older guys get up on stage.
I wish I got to watch more.
Yeah. I wish, like, shout out to the girls that were there and had classes going at 9 in the fucking morning.
That is gnarly.
That would have had to have been up at 4, 5 a.m.
Makeup, was it like 5 a.m. for them?
Oh, my goodness. Like,
crazy.
Outrageous stuff. So good work for them. I'm pretty sure Kobe stayed around till the end as well. So
yeah,
she would have been there. She would have been there from like
all day.
5 a.m. on till bloody 6 p.m. So a big day.
Big day.
And yeah, I was just sat there. We just sat in the back corner table just because I just didn't feel like going around and socializing and whatnot. I just sort of wanted to watch and just seeing. And as I was getting the vibe from everyone in the crowd, I was starting to get a little bit like sort of nervous. It wasn't very busy in the morning when I was there. There was definitely plenty of tables free and I was just sitting there and I'm like, ooh, I'm starting to get nervous now. And the crazy thing about it, I was very nervous throughout yesterday and I'm sitting there like, I'm not even the one going up there. So I was, but then that made me more nervous because I'm like, I can't imagine how nervous Grace is then. So then I'm like, fucking hell. Like, I was just freaking out.
Lewis just channeled my energy. It was so sweet. He was the best yesterday. Mm. He was my little manager. But yeah, so I went off, got my hair and makeup done from like 10 and my top coat tan. That was from like 10:40 till probably 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Headed back over, chilled out with you guys for a little bit.
Seth arrived and Grace's parents arrived and Abby and Shaz and James all arrived and we had lunch. And because I had a bit of a break, there was a break in between the morning show and the afternoon show. And what I'd seen from the morning show, I went, okay, I was a bit nervous, but I was like, there's not that many people. I was like, this is okay, whatever. Then you were getting, like, you got your tan, you got your makeup done and everything, and you're sort of like running around, and I had to go run down the car, get your stuff. And I'm like, I'm just starting to get a bit panicked and nervous now too. And I could see you were nervous then.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, that's making me nervous. I don't know why, but it was making me nervous. And I was like, oh, shit. And so I tried to relax you as best I could and just, you know, reassure you that everything's been done. There's literally nothing else you can do now. It's just about going out there and enjoying it.
Yeah, Lewis was giving me all the pep talks yesterday, but it was just, I was just blank staring into the distance while he was talking to me, not taking any of it in because my heart was just pounding so fast.
Yeah. And she's like went and did some posing beforehand backstage with Ty a little bit, and she's like, my face, she comes up to me and is just like, my face is so fucking shaky. I'm like, I can't, and I'm sitting there like, stop, you're freaking me out. Like, stop it. I was like, I'm panicked as well. And the thing was, like, we all sort of got filtered out and then filtered back in for whatever reason. And then I went backstage with you for a bit because there was two classes, then Grace's first class. And then fucking hell, all these people rocked up out of nowhere because the Miss Swimsuit was on.
Yeah.
And it was loud. Like, everyone was getting loud. And I poked my head around the corner. Every table was taken when probably it was about half that full before, and now every table was taken. I'm there like, oh my God, I'm fucking freaking out. I'm not even the one up there, and I'm just there like, oh. But then when I was backstage with you before your first show for a bit and you were posing, you're practicing, it just all seemed to, I don't know, backstage was very calming, very calming. I was like, I'll stand back here because it's just, this is nice. This is like, I go out there and I'm fucking going to be in cardiac arrest. So I was like, I'll stay back here because you're walking, I'm looking around at everyone else, and I'm sitting there like, you know, you almost got a bit confident. I was just not cocky or anything, but just I'm confident in what you got now because you're walking around, you're in your bikini, tan's done, hair's done, makeup's done, everything's there. This is what they're going to see. I was very, like, I just got confident. I was like, this is good.
Backstage calmed me down so much. Mm. The minute I stepped back and had my heels on and pumped up and did a couple rounds of posing and some walking, I just calmed down a bit and I was like, it's going to be all good. There was other competitors backstage. We were all in it together.
Yeah.
It just, it comforts you to see all, like, even just some random dudes backstage just pumping up or laying on the floor. It's like, we're all doing the same shit. Like, we're going to be fine.
It was all right. But then it's like when you get called and you're lining up and it's like about to happen, you probably found that did you get a bit nervous again?
We were waiting for ages.
Yeah, like what happened was, so I went out, the Miss Swimsuit takes fucking ages because they individually get called out. There was about 10 of them up there, so it took forever. And then, and it was a very popular class. There were obviously a lot of supporters there, and so everyone's screaming and stuff. And then I come out, and then bless in the figure, the Miss Figure, there was one lady, and she came out. She's a bit older, I don't know, probably in her 30s or something, or 40s. probably in her 40s or so. But she was out there on her own, and bless her, she was so nervous because she was the only
so
one.
Well. And can you imagine that? First class, you're the only competitor, one. You're the only one walking out on stage.
You're like, it's good because you sort of in a way go, well, I'm winning. In a way, it's also, it's like there's no one else up here with me. So everyone is just looking at
me.
She
did so well, bless.
And the crowd's really, it's really awkward. There'll be moments where it's really loud, followed by moments where it's, you can hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
So there would be like, they'd call out a pose, she'd do it, and then there'd be no reaction. And I'd just be, I was just sort of there like, what the fuck? This is awkward.
Like someone make some noise.
So I was trying to make noise as much as I could, but like, it was just the crowd was, there was a weird thing to be a part of because it would be noisy, then dead quiet, noisy, then dead. And it was just, but at the weirdest times it would get noisy. Wouldn't get noisy when she'd start hitting a pose where it should be. Mm. It'd just be like in a transition or some shit. You know what I mean? But then what took ages is then her boyfriend comes out and just proposes to her. So bless her and bless them. And
there was a proposal.
There was a proposal. But this was right before Grace was set to go on stage.
Oh, this was the class before us.
And I'm sitting
us.
There like, fucking hell. Now there's a proposal and everything. And I'm like, this has got to just make you feel like fucking your emotions have got to be riding.
I was like, I'm such an emotional person. We were lined up backstage just waiting to go. And they did this proposal and I was like, no, I can't, like my eyes can't start watering now because it was so wholesome. Yeah. I could have cried for her.
They were both crying up there and stuff.
Yes, and they come backstage and she had tears in her eyes. I was like, congratulations.
Yeah.
And then they walked us out to the back.
To the back. Backstage. And then they finally all came out in the first timers. It was Grace's first one. There was 9 of them. Now, 9 doesn't sound like a lot, and on paper it doesn't look like a lot, but on stage it's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
Right? There was 9 of them. They probably barely fit on the stage. And I'm sitting there thinking like, holy shit, because there's some shows that they take on, you know, like 12, 13, 14. I'm like, what? Like, And so they're all up there, and when Grace came out, we're like, yeah. And, and it got loud again. It got fucking loud. Because obviously another popular class, and we're there and we're like cheering, and they call out a number and name, and we're like, yeah, number 40, which she was number 40. We're like, go, Grace.
Best
and,
supporters
and
ever.
And I was like wigging out because I was like, I need to film this, and I had your phone, and I started sort of filming it, and it looked a bit shit. The way the lighting is doesn't benefit phone cameras very well. But Abby went down the front to film it. I'm like, I'm not fucking filming it. I'm like, I don't want to film this. I want to watch this and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm putting it away. I'll film one later because I was like, I need to enjoy this.
Did Abby film it on my phone?
No, I think on hers maybe.
Oh, I see,
but
yeah.
She was down the front because like there was all Abby. These. There was a bunch of girls that went down right the front, started filming and stuff. And I'm like, no. I'm gonna sit and watch and enjoy this and just, you know, cheer and everything. And Grace posed amazing, flawlessly. She was very, very good. And she comes off, I remember, and was like, do I look nervous? No, you couldn't tell. You genuinely couldn't tell. If you were nervous, you literally could not tell.
That's so good.
At all. And obviously it was a very, very competitive class, like very competitive. When I saw them all out there, I was like, there's too many girls. I don't like it because it could just swing anyway. You know, I was just like, holy shit. And so they all did their routines. They all get a chance to go in the middle and stuff. And like, but like when, you know, they get, you get pushed, you, which you did like right in the middle at one stage, you're like, yeah, like going crazy and like cheering. And then what they do is
they
say they've got their decision.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go, all right, final pose down. Then they crank the music and all the girls just like walk to the front, like literally shoving each other out of the way to get to the center and just like,
it's
posing.
So good.
And it was, yeah. And the crowd is just like getting pumped and stuff and whatever. And yeah, it was just like, oh, it was awesome to watch.
So
awesome
much
to watch.
Fun on stage too.
And then we're watching. And so then what they do is they line all of them up. And then they announce the top five, and the top five like step back, and then they will push the bottom four off stage. Anyway, we're watching, and we're there, and we're like, all right. And they're like in, and they're like in no particular order and whatever. And they go, they say like number 11, then it was like number 30 something or other, then it was like number something or other, and then number, there was four of the girls, four of the top five, and be picked, and Grace was still standing up the front, and I'm sitting there, and we're all sitting there like, what is happening?
I was up on the stage, and I was doing the math in my head. I was like, hang on a minute, four girls have already walked back. Yeah. I was like, there's one spot left.
Yeah, and I was there like, I was like, oh no, I was like, this can't happen straight away. Then they're like, number 40, Grace. We're like, yes. We're
like, oh my God.
And then we all turned around. I turned around and Bones is there like, oh Lord, I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, we're all there because we genuinely were like, holy fuck, no.
Yeah.
Not the first thing. And your mum was like, she was like full, like she was just like couldn't sit still. She was just like, oh my God, like we're all there. And I turned around and everyone was just like breathed a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my heart was in my mouth. Like, it was just, oh, it was the culmination of all the nerves and everything. And I'm like, no. And then you got called and I was like, thank God. I was like, holy shit. And then they came out, gave the medals to the girls that were in the bottom four, and then they filter off stage and then they call out, from fifth to first in the order, and they called out the fifth place girl, which was not Grace. And I was there like, okay. And then they called out Grace at fourth, and we're like, oh no, we're like one off in the top three. Mm. But it's like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And we all cheered, and it was so hype, and it was great to see it. And then, they then announced the third, second, and first. And oh, it was so, like, it was just emotional roller coaster. That's the only way I can explain it.
It was just
holy shit. Like, the first class was just, that was the encapsulation of, like, the day, really, in that first class. Because, no, you didn't know what the result was going to be because there was nothing before it. But then after the first class, they sort of tend to get a bit of like a roll on with who they obviously prefer. And so then they came out again for the rookie or whatever it was. And then Grace ended up fourth in that again. And we're like, ah, here we go. So, and I can only imagine it's disheartening.
It is.
Because you worked hard for it. And then essentially you got decided in the very first class, essentially. That was the order that they picked for the day. That's what they wanted. And then it was irrelevant, the four other classes after that. But the thing that is frustrating about it is that you spent $80 on each class consecutively after that. And it's just like, well, what was the point? You know, when nothing changes, they just change the title and it's like, oh, there's like an age group one and then there's, you know, oh, like an experience one. Nothing changes because the same girls are in it and nothing changes other than they're just judging you off the same thing yet again. So, you know, like your mum mentioned about there being a class dedicated to just posing or something where, you know, maybe the routine of posing is just a bit more of a freestyle thing and they go off who they like more. Because at the end of the day, it'd be nice if obviously everyone, could win. And I get there's only one winner at the end of the day and stuff like that. But it'd be nice if that, because there's so many aspects of this sport, it'd be nice if there were other things they could measure it off. Not one thing for five classes, six classes for the whole rest of the afternoon. You know what I mean? Because it just, I mean, it just, you know, it just, you feel a bit defeated.
I get what you mean. I do get what you mean. It's just, yeah, it's sort of tough when that's true. You do have four other classes and all the variables in the classes are the exact same because it's the exact same poses, exact same girls, exact same criteria.
Yeah.
Why would the judges pick any differently than they have?
Exactly.
So you sort of know, but I did climb a spot in my opens class.
The opens class, yep. Which was great.
Which was great.
You needed and you deserved, thoroughly deserved a top three. You thoroughly deserved top three finishes in every class you went in. But the, you know,
I wasn't what the judges were looking for that day. So the bikini category is, I guess, a bit broad.
It's too broad for what the, you know, it's a subjective sport at the end of the day.
That's right. It's heading into this sport, you need to realize it is subjective.
And
at the end of the day, it's up to the judges on the day. If the judges don't like your look, well, then they don't like your look.
Exactly. And there was the questioning of, oh, well, would they prefer a softer look on the day or would they prefer a more toned, like a shredded, more like leaner look on the day? And they obviously favoured on the day a leaner look. But, you know, they need to draw a firm line in between bikini and fitness. Fitness is the leaner looking, more muscle defining girls, like that, where muscle definition is important, leanness is important, striations important, I suppose, like just all that stuff is important. The traditional bikini isn't necessarily that stuff, you know. Muscle definition and mass is not a thing that they judge off. And leanness, you can be too lean for bikini. At least that's what I was informed of and you were informed of. There is such a thing as being too lean for it. So we just to sit, you know, it just, you feel a bit confused then at that point. You go, well, what happened then? You know, well, what was the issue, you know? And Grace had more of a, I guess, like a slightly soft look. She wasn't soft at all, though. If you see the videos and photos of her online, which you definitely will and may have already, she wasn't soft at all. The only thing that was softer of hers was her glutes and her hamstrings.
I did come in a bit soft for what the judges were looking for. I can, like, you can see.
But this lined is, yeah. Up
compared to, say, first and second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't see a whole lot of discrepancy between maybe in some of the classes, the third place and me.
Yeah,
like that must have been very technical of a decision.
Yeah.
Because we were both pretty soft.
Yeah.
But between, say, like Jess and me, objectively she did come in more toned. And, yeah, she came in just a bit more shredded than I did. I was softer than Jess for sure. Mm-hmm. And you can see it through my glutes and my hamstrings and my back.
Yeah.
I did. I just came in softer than her. But that's just something that next time we will strive for in my next prep.
It's just the nature of the sport.
We'll work to harden up and improve
and
bring a better package next time. And Jess was a deserving winner because she was what the judges loved on the day.
Yeah.
So she took all of it out, and I'm so proud of her. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she goes on to nationals and can take it out for us.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we're not saying any of this in a like salty, negative way. No. It's just, you do.
We're just reflecting, you hear, essentially.
Yeah, we're just, this is like a really honest reflection for you guys. And sure.
Sure, we could sit here and say, you know, it's not about the winning. It's about, you won already. You came in and did 6 months of hard work and stuff.
If you're competitive, these thoughts run through your brain.
Yeah, and like, obviously everyone's different at the end of the day, but I can't see a world where you wouldn't be competitive in something that you spent half a year on, dedicating your whole life to, that cost you thousands upon thousands of dollars. Huge cost just to rock up and get essentially not picked on the day because the judges weren't feeling that look. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is the brutality of this sport. Is that you spend all this money, all this time, all this energy and all this effort for one day for a 20 minutes of your time up on stage.
That's right.
For someone else to go, no, I don't really like that. I'm going to give it to this person instead.
It's tough.
Fucking rough.
It's tough. And yeah, that's just what the sport is, though.
Yeah, it's brutal.
But you've just got to take it on board and improve for next time.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I'll do. When I'm going to step on stage again, I have no idea. That's what I was going to
ask you. Do you think that you will ever compete again? Give yourself like a likelihood. Where would you put yourself?
If I'm being totally honest,
percentage wise,
like competing again ever, 80%.
80. Okay. Yeah.
If I'm being totally honest, I know that I'm gonna want to get up there again and win. Yeah. I'm not satisfied.
Yeah, 100%. It's a thing of like, you know, you can be satisfied with the work you put in the effort and the fact you've done only few people ever actually do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you are.
Something I want to say as well. Us sitting here talking like this, saying, you know, oh, fourth place, like, what the fuck, I wanted to win. Like, we're just being realistic. We're not being petty. Yeah. There is such thing as being gracious and just having an absolute fucking blast and enjoying every second of it. And you also can still have that drive and that want to place better because you're a bit disappointed. Yeah. Like, you still can be gracious and fucking proud and happy like I am, but still be a little bit disappointed. Yeah. It's human nature, and that's all that this is. I'm so happy and, like, so proud, but I'm competitive. So I want to go out there and win.
And Grace knows what it's like to be in a subjective sport too. She used to ride fucking horses for it, and, you know, like, she understands that what it's like to deal with judges and stuff like that.
If you've ridden horses, you know what judging is like.
And unfortunately, sometimes, and this is where I find is the biggest turnoff for me ever doing it, there are politics to this sport.
Yeah, 100%.
Whether you want to admit it or not,
yeah,
judges favour certain people, judges favour certain things.
Not saying that's what happened. But it's just the reality of it.
But that is just what the sport is.
You can't be naive to it. But, so that's what I thought yesterday. I was absolutely reeling in it all. I loved it. But in the back of my mind, I was like, fuck, my whole childhood, I grew up competing in a sport that is determined by judges. And it can be so fucking disheartening and off-putting when the judges don't like you.
Hmm.
And if they don't like you, well, then tough titties, they don't like you. And I was like, I've just...
Because you're looking, it's like validation.
And
at the end of the day, not quite, but like,
no, it's not validation.
It's not fun when
it's just when you dedicate your whole life to it and it's up to a person to be like, nah,
but it's
like, fuck, man. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
I sort of hopped off stage and I was like, do I really want to get into this again? Like, the feeling of losing at the hands of a judge and then not being an objective score sheet, if that sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
But reflecting back, I woke up today and I was like, man, it was such a fucking good day.
Yeah.
And I'm not satisfied with the result. I want to, like, I know I'm going to want to get up there again. And because it was such a great day, so much fun, so much hype, so much support, amazing competitors, that just makes you want to get up even more.
One thing you'll learn if you've ever been competitive with something in your life and you've not won something, it will
eat away,
forever be in the back of your mind and come into your mind at random periods of time, even if it's the most insignificant of things. Like I said to Grace yesterday, I said, I almost put it as a certainty that you will compete again.
Yeah.
Because this is like a random thing. The last game of football I ever played back when I was 17 or whenever it was, 16, 17, was in a grand final at home. We had a home grand final, which is unfucking heard of. And we were playing as a side that only lost one game in the whole season. We should have won, right? And we didn't. And now I remember the night before we played that game, we had a training session down at the fields, and there was a guy that came out and spoke to us, and he said, you need to go out there and put your all into it and not leave anything on the table, because this is the sort of thing that if you go away and you guys don't get the result you want tomorrow, it will be the thing that will keep you up at night. It will be the thing that eats away at the back of your mind 10 years from now even. And I thought, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't care, whatever. And, you know, I didn't take the sport as seriously as I would have ever liked to, but I'm not going to get into that. But he's true. He was true. I walked past the field 4 years on from that stupid game, right? And this was the last game I ever played, mind you. I would never have gotten, and I was never going to get a crack at something like that ever again in my footballing life.
Yeah.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing that was going to come around. You know, if I ever go back to playing footy's opens, you know, probably not with the same team, not in the same circumstances, it's not going to be the same. And so I walk past that field sometimes, and it still comes into my head and I think, fuck. And even when certain songs play, I think about me, like us winning that game.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I go, fuck, you know what I mean? So I almost put it down to you will experience that. And it's just the reality of it. You already are now, but you'll get over this hump of it.
Yeah.
You'll go back to normal and you will believe that you're fully over it. Then there will be things that will, you know, you
Either
might see
me.
A picture of something, you might see, and you go, like Hamish said in that episode we had, there's a little voice in the back of his head sometimes that goes, you're not quite finished with that yet. You didn't win. So,
yeah, 100%.
And it's just, that's just the nature of
that's
people.
What it is.
You know, that's what happens to people, mm-hmm. especially when you get into competitive sport.
But look, I don't know. That's sort of the beauty of it too. I don't know. I'm just, you think back on it and now I'm just even more ready to do it again because I know I can bring a better package and take it out. Like I really, really want to win it. Like
huge,
I know I can.
It's a huge learning experience. And
such
sometimes,
a learning experience.
Sometimes it's better to have these experiences than for you to have won everything, because what did you learn from that? You know what I mean? You learned that you were just the best. You know, there's nothing to really take away from that other than you are the best. Obviously, it's the result
Guys,
you eventually won.
This is character development.
Yes, but this is better for overall life, be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need the losses to be able to actually enjoy the wins when they come to and understand sort of how to move on from something like a loss.
Someone who, honestly, genuinely, I don't even just say this, is a big inspiration to me now. And has just even helped me the past few hours come to terms with, you know, you didn't take it out, Grace, even though you thought you were going to.
Yeah.
But it's totally okay.
Yeah.
Is Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, who took out he took out Classic Physique overall yesterday. Yeah. As we talked about a bit before, his journey leading up to this, I think this was his third show.
And I don't even think he had won a class, be that, in two shows that he's competed in. So we'll have to get him on and actually ask him the details of it. But I'm pretty sure he has not, until yesterday, ever taken out a class.
Yeah, and he's just persevered,
quiet achiever.
He's such an underdog and a quiet achiever, and it's all paid off for him.
We'd go into the gym, at our gym, there's like on the office, they write up the most active members. The last 3 months in a row, he has been the most active member.
He works. Every
time. It was like 55 times in a month, yep, or something ridiculous. Like, he'd come in the morning, do his sessions or whenever it would be, then come back again at night and do his steps and everything and his cardio and
honestly,
all that.
Honestly, he's to be commended. And
100%.
He's someone that I definitely look at for inspiration because he just shows that hard work pays off.
Yeah.
So I can use that now.
And he shows too, because to say this in a polite way too, and obviously we don't want to touch too much on Ryan if we do get him on as a guest, but put this in a polite way too. Going into it, right, I had confidence that he would do well. I'm thinking, you know, third show now, like he's gotten only better as time has gone on, as you do. But I kind of sat there and was looking at the competition he had and I thought, I still don't know if I... Like, I'm not going to lie, I didn't have all the faith in him to win. Definitely,
you know,
like, not overall. I wasn't anticipating
it. I think, though, that's because he does it all so quietly, though.
Yes, yes.
He really does it. He works under wraps. Yep.
And I genuinely think there were many others out there that if they knew the class before coming into it or knew some of the people that were going into it, you wouldn't have picked him to take it. Like, if that's doubt or maybe we're just purely ignorant to how hard he was working, but he is the definition that hard work beats talent every day of the week.
Ryan, you guys should have seen him on that stage. It was freaking epic.
Oh, his posing was perfect.
He absolutely nailed it.
His posing was so good, like so good.
Honestly, it was like he come out of nowhere and just fucking just owned everything.
Yeah.
Like, he was awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, honestly, it's great seeing someone like that in this space.
Yeah.
Because it shows that, you know, it's fine that you don't win
it
your
is.
First show.
And you've got to also realize how many other girls were there
That's
yesterday
right.
that maybe didn't even get top five
exactly.
or, you know, wanting just to get into the top five and didn't, or maybe did once and that was... You know, highlight and everything. You know,
and that's fucking fine.
That's great. Yeah,
you just go back and you work harder, and then you bring a better package
yeah.
next time, which I'm sure they all will.
Yeah.
So yeah, just shout out to everyone, no matter what the placings are. Hopefully, no one's listened to this and gone, "What an ungrateful fucking bitch!" You know, she placed top five in all of it, and she's still complaining. That's not what I want to put off. We're just having a raw chat.
Yeah.
You know. From a competitor's standpoint, someone, you know, you manifest the win the whole time
yeah.
and you dedicate everything to the win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, even to be in the top five for all my classes,
yeah.
it is an amazing achievement.
Yeah.
To get on stage is an amazing achievement.
Yeah.
Lewis, the amount of times in peak week that I said to you, fuck, I understand why so many people drop out this close. This is fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to even make it through peak week and then get up there on the day and just step on stage in front of everyone is crazy.
Yeah.
And shout out to the ICN for putting on such a great
day. Yeah, they do
day
well. They
and
do
making
do well.
The atmosphere so amazing, so friendly.
Yep.
They made it as comfortable as possible for everyone. The vibes were awesome. Good music, good people. The judges, one of the judges I saw when we were all doing our pose downs, she was like, dancing on the panel
yeah, yeah.
and I was like, oh, it just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
It was just you have to step on stage to experience it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Mm. I hope everyone can experience something like that.
That's what I was gonna ask you is did you actually enjoy the like being up there and posing on the day? Do you feel like that's where you belong?
No, I honestly if I could do that every weekend, I so would.
Yeah.
Like, I just loved it.
Yeah.
I loved being on stage. It was fucking terrifying. It was so scary. But once you got over that initial fear and you're like, oh, it's fine. Just
yeah.
go out there and have fun. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. And I just had so much fun up there doing your walk, doing your poses.
Yeah.
Big smile on
yeah.
your face. All
yeah.
the other girls are up there with you. Oh, it was just great. And I recommend if you have the facilities to do a prep, Lewis, anyone, I seriously recommend it. I have grown immensely. So let's put all of the comp aside, the winning, the medals, the growth that I have gotten from doing this prep, working with a coach, has been crazy. Like I just feel like a different person.
As a person,
totally matured. I have a totally different outlook on dieting, on training,
on life,
on health.
Yeah.
I've just, it's really opened a new chapter for me.
Really positive experience. Yeah.
Honestly, incredibly positive. The only negative thing about it is just you
can't eat.
That's
yeah, it's true.
That's the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
That's, if I was to say the hardest part of this whole thing is just simply that I couldn't eat the foods that I loved.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it went so fast, and there's something about having that structure in your life too.
Yeah.
That is really nice, and it's really comforting. But yeah, the growth I've experienced from this, it's something else, and I'm so grateful. And yeah, honestly, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yep, I'll compete again.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you can't beat it. You can't beat show day. I really understand what people mean. I was leading up to the show thinking, I probably won't compete again.
Yeah.
After this, it's just too fucked. The dieting, the prep, the steps.
But then when you got there,
it's overwhelming. But truly, because I didn't believe everyone. They were like, "Oh, well, once you do show day, trust me, you'll want to do it again and again." I was like, "You're full of shit. Like nothing's. It's not worth it going through this. It truly is worth it.
Yeah.
Like it's so worth it. I really want to do it again. Show day." Amazing. I get why people get hooked on it. I truly do.
Well, that's what, like, maybe this has opened a whole new door, a whole new chapter in your life. Maybe this is something that, you know.
100%.
This is something you truly want to do.
I really want to work at it now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a thing, like, catch me at going to all the shows that are local or that we can make just to even watch it now.
Watch it,
even just to not compete, just to be in the room and support someone that we know that is competing.
Yeah.
It's that good of a day. I would honestly just go and do that.
Yeah. And the funny thing is you haven't even watched like Bikini Girls on stage because you were up there. So yeah.
God, it's just, it's so good. I just feel like I've been a broken record. Oh, it's so good. It's so fun.
No.
It's amazing.
That's good. That's the best thing.
So grateful.
From this whole thing is that you've taken that away from it. You know, that it has been a positive experience.
That's
right. Character development, you know.
That overshadows everything.
Yeah.
All the placings, everything. Really, it does.
Yeah.
How good the day was and how good they ran it and how good everyone was, it makes the day and it makes the preps worth it.
100%.
Because that was an invaluable experience.
And now, onto bigger and better
things. Now, onto bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things. Tell them, hang on, we've just grazed over this. This is a very important thing. What did you eat post-show? What did you eat, woman?
Guys.
She has still fuckloads of chocolate and food. Like, she's overestimated her eating abilities.
I truly
massively.
Have. Because you're so deprived of it in prep.
You're going to have to donate some, I reckon.
No.
Of your chocolate.
Anyway. Saving it. Because you're so fucking hungry in prep, you just buy everything you can and you think, I'll eat that, like, in a week.
Yeah.
When I tell you post-show, first thing I had was a huge fat bite of my white chocolate Lindt bunny that I've been staring at since Easter.
Yeah.
And I probably had the equivalent of one loaded cookie
Cookies from Ellen. Shout out
cookie obsession.
Banging. I had some of the choc chip one. She had that.
So gluten-free. So amazing.
Oh, I want to try one that's not even gluten-free because they were banging as gluten-free.
So good. So I had those at the venue because I was so excited. I literally walked off stage and was like, Lewis, come get me, come film me eating this bunny. Like, I have to document this. And then we went out for Rascals and I got this fat, juicy cheeseburger and I got some loaded fries. And I didn't finish my fries or my cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely.
Then we got home and then Grace had the fattest stomach ache.
And then I was crook.
She had some of a cake that she was looking forward to.
I literally had a bite of it, though.
Fucking prep.
Yeah.
And she had a bite and she was like, oh, I'm
Lewis
sick.
Bought me this big big, like, birthday cake mud cakes. It's not my birthday, but, you know, one of them birthday cake style mud cakes, yeah. Huge. And I've been dreaming about this fucking cake for, like, 4 months. And I had one bite of it last night. And I was really sad because I just wanted to pig out. I was like, I'm going to have cake, cookies, chocolate, yeah. Rascals. And I couldn't. I had, yeah, a cookie, a bite of my Lindt chocolate, and what I could eat of a fries and burger, and I was done.
Yeah.
And then got up this morning, had a slice of cake for breakfast, and then we went to...
She literally got up and was like, I'm having a slice of cake for breakfast.
No, I'm not going to lie. I got up, and I was just, like, so overwhelmed from everything. I had a little cry to Lewis. It was just one of those cathartic cries. Yeah. Like, he had such a big, overwhelming day. So I was in bed... Got everything out, had a cry, felt amazing, scurried to the kitchen, got a slice of cake for breakfast,
yeah.
And then we went to a cafe and I got 2 pieces of avocado toast and a toasted sandwich,
yeah.
And that's all I've had. And I'm going to go home and eat some more cake.
Yeah, chocolate. And
but
I genuinely believe Grace and I are connected as a person too.
We are.
Because when Grace was nervous, I was fucking nervous yesterday. When Grace was like calm backstage, I was calm too. It was like we were the exact same feeling. When Grace had a stomach ache last night, she brought in cake to eat. I looked at it and it was the most repulsing thing I could have looked at. I felt sick as well. I don't know if it was just from the emotions of the day or what, but I remember she brought in the cake and I was just like, oh, get away Lewis, from me. Like, I just don't even want to look at it.
You're
like,
my twin flame.
And then this morning, like, I woke up and I felt sad too. I was like, I sort of felt like a bit bummed out as well, waking up and sort of, you know, and even last night I was a bit like, oh, like, you
just
know.
Just bummed out that it was all over. And
yeah, and had that weird feeling of like, it's been all this stuff, now it's nothing.
Now it's like that Sunday afternoon feeling, but on crack.
Yeah.
Or it's like it's that get home from a overseas holiday feeling. It's like,
yeah, and now it's
all
just
over
like,
now
all
and it's back to normality. Yeah. So
doesn't help that it was on a Sunday. And then now it's a Monday. Do you know the Sunday depression that you can get after a show and everything's happened at night? Like,
yeah.
Fucking hell. Like, then now today's Monday. It's just like, fuck. Like, oh, but, and then now today, and after going for a walk and
reflecting.
Talking it out and reflecting,
it feels good.
It feels much better.
And I bet even
now it's exciting.
Yeah, now, do you even feel excited now to do it again?
Yeah, like literally,
guys, we are connected.
Yes, I think it's weird.
Our chakras are connected.
Yeah,
my
definitely.
Twin flame. But just a quick plan, post-show plan. I am going to try and reverse. So I'm going to let myself enjoy today, enjoy tomorrow. Yep. You know, I'm not going to restrict.
Enjoy the next day and the next day.
And the next day and the next day. No. I'm going to try and reverse, do a nice, healthy post-show, have a nice, healthy post-show protocol. And then I can look forward to experimenting and going back to
a bulk.
Going back to a different style of training.
Training. Oh.
Cooking, eating some foods. It's another big thing that I think is important.
I'm excited.
And we'll see how it goes. Is I'll get to try out some medication.
Oh, yeah, true.
For my narcolepsy,
she's
which
on the crack.
You guys probably don't think much of, but I'm hoping, that it.
And if anything, could help you overall, too.
Exactly. I'm hoping it might change my quality of life somehow.
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing that I'll be able to try out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just going to have fun. I can channel my energy to a bunch of different places now that I'm not all focused on prep.
Yeah.
And then when I'm feeling ready and in a good, it is. It's a fun time. Like, I have freedom.
And like, it's fun in that now you can like have an off season as well where, you know, your diet is like, obviously you still want it to be good and eat well, but you don't have to be so strict.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And not only that, like you can now look at you can completely change up your training like that you want like to do. You can sit down and look and think, where are my weaknesses and go, all right, I want to like, and then have the fun in being able to see the progress of building up a weakness. And
I feel so grateful to be able to go into this off season or break with the experience of the prep and everything I've gotten from coaching and working with Ty and Ellie and the prep and the comp and how it's changed me completely. And I've gained that whole new outlook. I have a whole new experience under my belt. I can utilize that now in this time off and use it all to my advantage and just sort of do things how I want, experiment, try things out.
Yeah.
You know, and I still have all of that. Like, I will take all the positives from this experience with me.
Yeah.
And use it.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. Honestly, this has been such a nice, reflective, cathartic talk. Like, it's gone from talking about, we're a little bit disappointed about not being in top three in all of them, which is fine. That's true. But then you just talk about it more and you're like, just the day itself, though, was incredible.
Yeah.
And the whole experience and the whole prep was amazing, and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I cannot wait to do it again now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it again.
I'm excited to have a training session with Grace, too. I haven't trained with Grace in,
together.
Fucking forever.
And you know what? Maybe, hopefully, one day Lewis will do this as well.
Like we'll I've see. Said in the past, if I was to do it in the near future, it would not be until the end of next year. So it wouldn't be till season B of 2025, simply because after even seeing some of the guys yesterday, I definitely sat there and thought like I could be competitive with them even at the end of this year if it was the same similar-ish sort of people. I've got to obviously decide, do you want to do classic? Do you want to do just the bodybuilding, like the just that's what it's called, bodybuilding, the open style or whatever it is. And that's one thing I've got to think about too and get more of an opinion on. But I'm not really like focused too much. It's definitely in the back of my head. At the moment I'm just more focused on getting as big as I can this year, really, like bigger and bigger. I might consult a coach at the end of the year because I would like to get sort of talking about it towards the end of this year, start of next year. I don't have anywhere near the funds to start pouring into a coach just yet. So that's realistically one of the biggest things holding me back at the moment from doing it is the money. But next year I'll hopefully have a full-time job. I will have a full-time job. Yeah, money won't then be as big of an issue for it. But, yeah, seeing it yesterday, yous have all genuinely been so inspiring. I know not just to me, but to everyone that was in there today, just to even be better, you know, like obviously yous are all very incredibly unhealthy individuals when you step up on that stage. That's the one thing that doesn't get talked about enough. There's no actual real you show off the physical aspect of health. You know, I guess like these are this, we'll say stereotypical picture. But to me watching that, I was just very inspired and thought, fuck, I would be pissing myself nervous. So nervous being up there.
So was
but
also, I.
Yeah. But like, I get nervous when I had to talk to all the Oosh kids at Oosh that work the other day. I'm in front of a bunch of children and I'm there like...
It's human like, nature, you
know,
though.
I know. And I get very nervy naturally. So, I genuinely am inspired to do it one day for sure. I'm like 100% certain that I will do it one day. And I'd say I'm about 70% certain that I'll do it at the end of next year. Because I wanted to do it, my more so mindset is to do it. I'll be 22 at the end of next year.
No matter when you do it, if you do it, just it's great. It's a good experience. Yep. And I know you'll do amazing.
Yeah.
And, it's just a thing of doing.
Maybe we do it at the same time.
Yeah, hey, stop, because I will. And guys,
imagine that. Imagine if we both, as a couple. Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Imagine if we both, as a couple, did a prep together.
Guys.
The content.
That could very well be on the cards.
We'd be the fittest couple.
You know what I have to do, Bart?
What?
Save some money.
Yes, you do.
Because I won't be working full-time, but I'll be at placement full-time.
True.
For like 7 weeks this year, 8 weeks next year, which would be tough. But if I can save some funds, that might be on the cards. Prep together, you know what?
Interesting. I wonder if it'd be easier or harder. That's what I'm interested.
I'm so grateful doing this prep with you and the fact that you are such a structured individual already in terms of diet. I couldn't care less when you train, what you do, but the fact that you
I was a bit of a prick to Grace throughout this.
The fact that you eat, you're like,
I would if she was caught with a finger in the fucking sugar or something.
Like, you're gonna fucking lose.
I did say some things that were a bit mean and definitely that I shouldn't have said. But I was competitive as Grace
that's
is,
right.
And I'm like, I don't want you to have this impact your result. So, yeah.
The fact that though you ate your foods, your normal foods, like your gross mints and eggs and fish and shit.
That's every day.
Made it
every
so much easier for me though.
Yeah.
Because it's disgusting what you eat.
Well, we can't question it now. It's clearly something we both are very passionate about and love. There's a reason we get on here every week and talk about everything related to it. And, you know, seeing you go through that process and, it's just like build even up a fire in me. I'm like, I want to do it. And I will do it. And
we'll do it again.
We will do it. I definitely will pin it down to the end of next year.
I would love to do a show day with you. Imagine that. Both of us backstage pumping up and we've got your family and my family, all your friends, my friends. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Amazing. I
mean, we have to do that now.
That'd be cracked out.
Let's aim to do that. Season B 2025.
Season B,
we're coming for you.
Ooh, no, stop. Okay. Oh my god.
And we can just have a big fat off season at the moment. We might have just planned something out.
No. Should we cut that and keep it a surprise?
No. But yeah, the future is only bright from here. Essentially. That's one thing we take away from yesterday is it's a bright, bright future for you especially because like Ryan showed, you can only get better the more shows you do. You can only keep getting
that's
better.
Right.
And you can't regress essentially.
I know, and
that's the beauty of it.
We'll get the judges' feedback. I'll know what I need to work on and we'll execute it.
Yeah. We're smart enough individuals to be able to, you know, grow sort of, you know, have a good off season and grow and target what we need to target that's weak.
That's right,
and, you know, So, and then, hey, the end of this year or start of next year, we might start consulting some coaches.
Ooh.
But we'll see.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome experience.
Very exciting. I like talking about it now. I'm sitting there thinking like, you know, this is fun.
It's a fun sense of purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Love it. Love this life.
Yeah. And they're all like even Grace's family and like Grace and mum and dad, or not mum and dad, but more so Grace's family and Grace, they saw how harsh I was with Grace and they're like, oh, just wait till he does a prank and now you can be a prick to him. And it's like,
but then what if we'll do it together?
Yeah, we'll have to be accountable
for each other. Yep.
See, that's where it could go negatively for us because we'll both be there like we want this and it's just like, let's just fucking, you know, because no one's there not doing it that isn't like weakened by the whole thing of prep. We're both there like, oh.
No, well, it'll be, I think we could use that to our advantage.
Yeah, we definitely could. Definitely. Because then we'd be able to do our steps together, our cardio.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. Oh, no, but you'll be working full time.
True.
That makes me want to die, the thought of that.
Anyway, so that's been a bit of a longer one today.
How long?
Hour and 7 minutes.
Fuck. All right.
We just needed to fully get that all off our chest and recap it. It's been a huge, huge, huge thing that's happened over the last 6 months. We've given you the weekly recaps every week about, oh, how's this going with prep, Grace? What's prep, you know, and then now... It's done.
Until
it's
next
been here
time.
And it's done. That's something we're still processing. It will take the whole week easily to get through our heads that
it's over.
Grace
now.
Isn't doing this competition anymore and it's over and there's no prep. And it's just like, even the thought of that, it's just like something about it is sad. Something about it is sad. You get like emotionally attached to things.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Yeah, I've finished like placements before and as much as I've fucking hated it, I get to the end of it and I kind of go, it's sad. It's just a natural human response that we have where, you know, you get sort of comfortable doing it, even if you might not like it, you don't realize you're getting comfortable doing it. So when it goes done like that, it's not like you're weaned off it. It's like done out of nowhere. Mm. You're then left like going, well, what do I do?
That's where I'll use this reverse diet.
I can 100% see how people fall off the wagon 100%. Sort of with it, you know.
But yeah, you've got to use this time 100%. Wisely.
But it's a fun future. It's an exciting future. So thank you, everyone, for the support that you guys have given Grace, especially over the last 6 months. Thank you to everyone that turned out today. Thank you to everyone turned out yesterday. Thank you, to everyone that's sent in through great comments and lovely things. And do you want to say anything, Grace?
Just want to add on that. Thank you to the ICN for holding such a bloody good event.
Yeah.
Making it
bloody good.
So make shut up. Let me have my moment. For making it such an amazing experience. Thank you to Ty and Ellie again. Couldn't have done it without you guys. You've given me so much knowledge and value that I wouldn't have gotten without you. So thank you. Thank you to Mommy and Daddy for putting up with my shenanigans and everything to do with prep. Thank you to my friends like James, Abby, Shaz, everyone who put up with me not showing up to social events and, you know, being too tired to maybe go out or something.
Mm. You did really well with social events over that.
And
thing.
Thank you to Lewis.
Yay.
Lewis was this is so cliche. Lewis was my
rock.
Lewis was my rock throughout this journey. Nah, Lewis, seriously, he kept me grounded and he understands the sport. So, you know, he was so good and valuable to have with me.
You're really blessed to have me.
Blessed.
Me, I was going to say, and your dad too, because you have two individuals very close to you in your life that do understand it. I can't imagine the poor people that go through it and their parents are either not supportive of it or just don't care about it enough. Or talk negatively of it, which isn't uncommon because they it's unhealthy, whatever.
No, but thank you to you, Lewis. You were amazing and you really got me through this. And you're the most supportive boyfriend in the world.
Anytime.
What the hell? No, you're honestly the best ever. I can't put it into words. You know how grateful I am. Thanks to Graham. You. Shout out to Graham as well. My beautiful grandmother. She's a very religious woman.
She showed out.
Old school.
She's pumping in the crowd.
She sometimes, she's old school. She doesn't understand bodybuilding. But despite all that, she's the most beautiful person. And she really pulled through and supported me through it all, even if she might not have understood. Yep. And that's a really big thing. So I love her so much.
Yep.
And then just shout out to all of the other psyched athletes that I did this prep with. You guys, honestly, we felt like such a team.
Yeah.
And to just be able to message that group chat whenever with a little, not a complaint, but we'd have an experience and you'd just be able to put it in the group chat and get validated and just, all the other competitors and, the psyched team, amazing. Just amazing.
Yep.
Love it.
Love it.
Thank you to everyone who supported, just everyone and everything I'm grateful for. If I didn't mention you, I'm mentioning you right now in my head. I'm just flustered and I can't think of anyone else to thank.
Yeah.
But you guys are truly the best. You've
covered everyone. So, yeah. So, thank you all for listening. We will return to regular programming next week.
Have a blessed week, guys.
Have a blessed week.
Enjoy all the food.
Yes. And we appreciate each and every single one of you. And we will catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.